You're the best part of every day. An open letter to new readers. If you listened to all the internet influencers telling you all the things you need to do every morning, here's what your day would look like. 4 a.m., wake up. 4:01, meditate. 5 a.m., drink 37 gallons of water. 5:33, gratitude journal. 10:45, eat. Keto only, of course. 11 a.m., track every penny of spending from the last 16 years. 11:01 a.m., die. I don't know, guys. I prefer advice that actually works. And when I took a hard look at the advice I gave in this book a decade ago, I realized one thing. I was right. If you bought this book 10 years ago and followed the exact advice in it, here's what you would have accomplished by now. If you'd invested just $100 a month, that $12,000 would have turned into over $20,000. That's because the S&P 500 averaged around 13% annually for the last decade. If you'd aggressively invested $1,000 a month, that $120,000 you contributed would have grown to more than $200,000. You'd be spending less than 90 minutes per month on your money, and you would have been able to take multiple vacations and fly business class completely free. Finally, money would have gone from a source of anxiety and confusion to one of calm and possibility. As you'll see in this book, I do things differently than typical money experts. I won't lecture you about cutting back on lattes. In fact, you can buy as many as you want. I won't try to convince you to keep a budget because I have a better method. And one more thing, I'm a real guy. I post on Instagram and Twitter. I'm recording this for you today. And I write for millions of people on my blog and newsletter almost every day at iwillteachyoutoberich.com. So let's start off doing something different. I want to hear from you. Really, I mean it. Send me an email. You can send it to ramit.sethi@iwillteachyoutoberich.com with the subject New Book Reader. And tell me two things. First, what made you decide to take control of your money today? And second, what does your rich life look like? Please be specific. I read every email and I try to respond to as many as possible. I ask my readers, what has I Will Teach You to Be Rich allowed you to do? One of my greatest joys is hearing from you about how you've applied my material to change your life. And I ask some of my readers to share their results. Juliana Brodsky, who's 38 years old, wrote, I paid off $10,000 in credit card debt that I accumulated while unemployed. I bought a condo in San Francisco, and I'm now debt-free and building my retirement funds. Kyle Slattery, who's 30, wrote, I have $200,000 in retirement savings and countless vacations paid for by creating specific savings accounts for them. It's hard to put a specific number on that. Esli Ligaya, who's 34, wrote, I travel internationally for a month, one or two times a year. Last year it was South Africa, this year Korea. Sean Wilkins, 39, wrote, The rich life is about freedom. In my case, it allowed me to take 9 months off work and travel throughout Argentina, Colombia, and the U.S. And now it's allowing my wife to take a six-month break from work to figure out what's next. Finally, Brian Dilbert, 32, wrote, We were able to put three children into private school on one full-time income. All that said, I'll admit that I wasn't perfect. 10 years ago, I made three mistakes when writing the first edition of this book. My first mistake was that I didn't cover the emotions around money. I spent time covering the nuts and bolts of personal finance. I gave you the perfect word-for-word scripts to get late fees waived. I gave you the exact asset allocation that I use for investing, and even how to manage money with your partner. But if you don't tackle your invisible money scripts, none of it matters. Invisible scripts are the messages you've absorbed from your parents and society that guide your decisions for decades, and often without even being aware of it. Do any of these sound familiar? You're throwing money away on rent. We don't talk about money in this house. Credit cards are a scam. Stop spending.